All right, guys, it's Coach Mike, and good to be back with you for our next audio in the series. So by now, you should have a really good routine going with that morning formula, and you should be really dialing it in, and we're going to talk about one of the segments in the morning formula here on this recording with visualization and the benefits of visualization, the importance of it, and especially when you're in acceptance, especially when you're laser focused on your goals. And so we're going to talk about that and the power that that will add to what we're doing here. And then we also want to talk today about action steps and what we're going to do. But first things first, you should be really dialed in with that morning formula by now. You should really be living, spending your days in a good deal of acceptance. Now, resistance is a part of living, right? You're breathing, you're going to have resistance. But your days should be focused, driven, distraction-free, chaos-free, drama-free, a little bit here and there. It's like being on a good diet. Every once in a while, you reach for the chips, or you have a snack, or you have a dessert. But 85-95% of your weeks are spent pretty dialed into your diet. Well, that's the way we've got to look at the mental diet. So you should be pretty focused in there and doing your morning formula every day. You should be very connected with your vision by now. You should know your vision back and forth, know your outcomes over the next 12 months, and be dialed into your vision. And if you're not to this point, if it doesn't flow off your lips, if you don't know every part of your life and what you want it to look like, then you need to spend more time in your vision, and you need to be cementing that vision into your subconscious. Really, really important that you stay laser focused. Now, we always talk about the ping pong match, right? The back and forth. One day you're going to be rich and famous. The next day you're depressed and giving up. The next day you're going to be rich and famous again. And the next day you can't get off the couch. And then you're giving up. That's not what we do. We are staying dialed into our vision 100% of the time. It is an obsession, and I'll talk about that in a second. And then when the resistance comes, we work and we accept through it, and we don't give it any thought. We don't pay attention to the illusions, the thoughts, the things that aren't real, and we accept the state of being that's giving it, knowing it's just the state of being doing what it does, and we get right back dialed in. So we ride that storm cloud out. We don't let that storm cloud take us down. We know it's a storm cloud. We know we're going through it, and we're going to be fine, okay? And then we get back into this vision. And yes, it should be an obsession. Anyone that's accomplished anything of substance in this world or things that are important to them, right? It's a borderline obsession. So look at a 16-year-old kid that wants a new car, right? They're obsessed about the new car. That's all they think about because for them, it's a status. It's a freedom thing, right? And it's an ego thing, right? It's like, hey, look at me, I've got a new car. Well, they obsess about that car. I remember my middle daughter, my second daughter, I should say, of my oldest two, my two daughters, my younger one, when she wanted a car, that's all she told me for 7 months before Christmas is that she wants a car. And I'd say, all right, guys, give me your Christmas list. And she'd be like, car. And I'm like, you're not getting a car. And she got a car. But she was obsessed with it. Young people are great creators, guys. They know the drill. You need to be obsessed with this vision. Most people are obsessed with the problems. Most people are obsessed with what's wrong, the current reality, the things that aren't working. Guys, accept through that crap. Get laser focused on this vision and obsess about it. And some things are going to happen quickly. Some things will take weeks. Some things will take months. Other things might take years. Doesn't matter. You don't give up. For me to dial in the coaching program from when I started to where I wanted it was about 8 years. Imagine that. Now, I did okay during that time, and I had a lot of wins. I had some failures and whatever. But it took about 8 years to really dial it in to what I wanted and then scale from there, right? So and really impact lives. And that was my goal. I look back at things from the mid-2000s that I wrote, and it was a pipe dream back then, but I was focused, I was committed, I was obsessed. So I want you to be obsessed with that vision, and I want it to roll off every part of your being. I want it to be a part of your DNA, your fiber, every fiber of your being, and I want it to roll off your tongue like nothing. You know your vision, and more than anything else. And it's not a hope thing, right? It's not, this is not a hope list of, man, gee, golly gee, I hope to achieve this one day. This is a decision, guys. We will have this in our life, and we will have this in our life very soon. And you stay committed no matter what. That's the obsession. The obsession isn't surfing Facebook. The obsession isn't talking about your crap, your divorce, your bills, your whatever. The obsession is your goals. Your obsession is the life that you are choosing to live moving forward. Obsess about it, okay? Now, let's get to visualization and let's get to our action steps and what we want to take. Because as I said, you should be really focused and dialed in by now, right? And hopefully, you should be in like what month, beginning of end of month two, beginning of month three when you're listening to this recording. If you didn't get on our schedule yet, schedule your coaching call. If you get one a quarter, you might as well take advantage of it, right? Get dialed in. And if you're hiding any resistance, make sure you're authentic, make sure you're honest, make sure you're clear. You're not hiding, you're not fooling. You don't fool infinite intelligence, ever. Can't. You're in resistance, that's what you're going to get. It's not a difficult thing either. If you're in resistance, you attract resistance. If you're in acceptance, everything flows beautifully. Imagine like you picture speaking to the customer service person that's being a pain in the ass. And you're more frustrated and they're not cooperating. And then you speak to a customer service person that you really don't even care how they are. And everything goes smoothly, even if they're a pain in the ass. It's you. You're the attractor. Okay, you're the magnet. So make sure that you are moving through every shred of resistance, getting back to acceptance, clearing that crap out. And then just don't make it a big deal. Make acceptance a big deal. Make your vision a big deal. Get the excitement there. Spend more time focused there, obsessing there, constantly regurgitating that. And then make resistance just, I just got to work through it. I got a little resistance here. Yeah, whatever. I'm accepting it. It'll go away. It's a storm cloud. That's how I want you. So you should be pretty dialed in there. Make sure you schedule your call. And then part of your morning formula, big part of your morning formula, guys, is the visualization piece. And it's so powerful. You know, when I was really dialed into what I wanted to create in my life, going back many, many years ago, and when I developed my morning formula that you guys now know, I made visualization a big part of it. And everything, if I go back and look from 2008, 2009, and 10, all my goals back then, I've achieved them all. Every single one of them. The only thing I haven't achieved yet that I'm still working on is my rock hard body. and this might be the year. I'm doing a program that I've never done before. It's resetting all those bells and whistles inside the metabolism, right? So, but every goal and everything. I mean, a beautiful marriage, at the time my kids were young. I wanted to raise them and be a good mentor, be a good parent for them through, even though at the time I was a single parent and, building a business, connecting with friends, having a wonderful social life, having exciting experiences, taking great trips. I remember putting on, I want to have a 2-week trip to Hawaii, and that's where we had a 10-day trip to Hawaii where we got married. Everything that I put down, flash forward several years, remodeling my house and everything, every single thing that I put down over the years that I visualized every day has come true. It's the magic piece in this universe, guys. And when you are dialed in every day, you're connected to your goals, and you're connected to your goals, and you're connected to your goals and your outcomes and your desires and your wishes and who you're becoming every single day. There's power behind that. There's magnetic power. That's the law. But here's the problem. Most people that are visualizing, they spend their days in resistance. Most people are visualizing. They'll visualize, they'll feel great, and then they spend their days in the opposite. And they don't live that. They don't live as the persona every single day. You've got to be authentic. You want to be a great. You want to be a great partner, and you're single right now. Act like a great partner now. Don't be the woe is me single person, right? You're a great partner now. You get the deal. So it's making sure the inner world is complete congruence with the outer world, with your goals, being in acceptance, and then visualizing your outcome. So when you visualize, guys, and you should do it every single day, come hell or high water, you find it, hopefully it's right in the middle of your morning formula. You've got 10 to 15 minutes every morning where, and I always say 2 to 3 songs. And I'm going to encourage all of you to share your songs in the Facebook group, you know, good visualization songs. I think that'll be powerful. But you've got your songs. And the way I do it is I use a different song. I have 3 songs. And I use a different song and they change. My playlist changes. But I use it for a different area of my life. And it's always upbeat. It's always powerful music, some soundtracks and things. Depends what I'm in the mood for. But I use, song for each area of my life. And what I've been doing recently, for example, is one area of my life is my life. You know, our life, our house, our kids, our family, our personal, our relationship, our fun factor. Like I said, I spent a lot of time visualizing on my house remodels a few years ago, several years ago now. Well, it's a few years ago when I started visualizing. And it could be anything that's significant to you. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's your social network. Maybe it's your personal finances. So I spend one song on that. Then I spend one song right now. I'm currently doing it on my health and fitness because I've got some pretty aggressive fitness goals this year that I'm going to achieve. And then the third one is I'm on this coaching, our company, our presence, what we're doing, expanding our reach, right? And saving, giving people their lives back, giving them their best life, right? So that's the most important piece. And I've got some really cool songs for that. But everything that I visualized before is all coming out to play. And even better, that's the beauty about this magical place that we live. It's always better than we imagined, right? Like we want the relationship, we want the money, we want the experiences, we want the career, we want the trip. When you're dialed in, what you get is so much better. And if you're open to receiving that. So I use one song for each. And then when you're visualizing, always end result stuff from your eyes only, right? So it's not about watching someone else driving the Bentley you want or the Mercedes you want. It's you behind the wheel. And I don't know why I always use a car analogy, but cars are just cars. But it's not someone else experiencing the trip to Europe that you want to go on, or being in a relationship. So when I was visualizing me being in a relationship, and that's at the time in my life, that was important to me, and my happily ever after, and there's no guarantee there, but you find somebody that you can share life with, and it's beautiful. But I didn't know what they looked like. But here's how powerful this process is. So I had my goal list. And I had a page. I've whittled it way down since then. This was several years ago. But I had a page for every area of my life. My parenting. I should probably still have it on my computer somewhere. And then with my relationships, I described the woman that I was attracted to. Not that I needed. Right? That I was attracted to. The relationship that I wanted to be, the person I was in the relationship, and what I wanted to experience, that was important for me. Ease, flow, true partnership, fun, romance, all the good stuff, right? And then I thought to myself, well, who am I attracted to? And since I was in my 40s, I thought, I don't want nothing against you 20-somethings out there, but I didn't want a 20-something that was looking to have kids. I already had kids. I didn't want to have any more kids, but I wanted a 30 or 40 something that already did have kids, that understood what it was like to have the responsibilities of being a parent, to have that gift of being a parent and share those experiences. So I wanted somebody who was not only a parent, but a good parent and who would accept my kids as part of their life and I would accept theirs. So that was the stuff that was important. But then I thought, well, who am I attracted to? And I remember one time I picked 3 actresses that I thought, well, these are 3 that I'm attracted to. And I picked a brunette, a redhead, and a lighter color, almost a blonde, light brown. But I picked what's her name? Not Deborah Lane. Lane, the one that I can't remember her name, but she was married to Josh Brolin. I always thought she was really attractive. I picked Sandra Bullock, and I picked Isla Fisher. and who I always thought was really cute. She was in Wedding Crashers, and then at one point I had, who was the other woman I was attracted to that was in, she was in that Knocked Up, that movie, back in like the late 2000s, whatever. So, but I put pictures of those women on my vision sheet every day when I'd read my goals. Then I'd visualize, and I would see myself driving in a car, having dinner, knowing I was with my significant other, even though she was faceless to me. But every day I'd read my goals, I'd see what I'd want on there, and I'd just reaffirm it. I wasn't desperate, I wasn't needy, I was having fun in life. But this is what I was choosing. It's like going to a restaurant. Like, this is, I just, I want the pasta today, I want the steak today, whatever. And so that's what I was, quote unquote, choosing every day. Well, then flash forward, you know, after several dates, but I met Kelly. And to this day, we get stopped all the time because people think she's Sandra Bullock. She looks just like her. And I mean, not just like, once you get to know her, you know it's not Sandra Bullock. But as you're walking by, and the first time I met her, I'm like, oh my God, she looks like Sandra Bullock. And that's pretty cool. And she lived literally 5 minutes away from me. And really powerful stuff. So it's the commitment to what you want in life, right? And it's oh, by the way, Diane Lane is the person I'm thinking of, not Deb Lane, but Diane Lane. And so it's the commitment to what you want in life. That's what's important. That's what matters. And that's where you stay glued to. So you listen to all these great stories. Steve Jobs was obsessed with success, obsessed with the computer. He wanted a computer that would speak to you. He wanted to change personal computing. Edison, I mean, how many of you failed 10,000 plus times to do something and stuck at it, right? Anything. You hear all the actors that were living in their car. You hear the story about Jim Carrey. Every night the guy drove to the Hollywood sign and would visualize himself on movie sets, starring as a big movie star. And he actually had a check in his wallet made out for like $10 million to him. And sure enough, flash forward to 1995, and I think that was Dumb and Dumber. What he got paid for? Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury was sleeping on the floor of a flat in England as when Queen was first starting out, and they said he never wasn't a rock star. He was sleeping on the floor of this tiny apartment because they had no money, and they sold their van for the recording and all that stuff to make their first album. And he was sleeping on the floor, yet they said he was every shred of a rock star. He knew it wasn't when. I'm sorry, he knew it wasn't if it was going to happen. It was when. He was already the rock star. And he would treat himself like a rock star. And that's what you have to do, guys. You have to really own this stuff. And when you're visualizing it, it's already there. It's not future. It's now. So see yourself in it every day. And then when you're going through your days, be that person who already has it. Don't visualize yourself being in a great relationship and then walk around sad sack, lonely, bleeding heart every day. Don't visualize yourself, you know, wealthy and abundant and then walk around bitching and moaning about the price of tuna or gas or anything else. Create money. Attract it. Okay, know that it's coming. You can't live in lack. You're not fooling anybody. You know, there's a difference between creating and praying. So see yourself in every end vision. The end result, see yourself impeccably dressed with beautiful jewelry on or great clothes on, driving a beautiful car, having wonderful experiences in the snow or the sun or on the beach or with your family or with a significant other, and see your bank account. The numbers that you want to see in there, and just, you know, having that peace and contentment, just feel good. Let your imagination run wild, but in the direction that you want. And do this every single day. 10 to 15 minutes, no less than 9 or 10 minutes, no more than 15, guys. And it's really, really important that your commitment to this. It's so freaking powerful. This is the magic piece, guys. It's really powerful. Everything that I was visualizing in advance has come true. You know, from my social network to my golf club that I belong to my relationship, to my company, the coaching business, everything. I visualized it in advance. And I remember writing my book, you know, boy, I started writing almost a decade ago. And I didn't picture having to write 80 to 100,000 words, because that's arduous. And it was tough. But I pictured signing autographs. And I pictured having people come to me inspired by the book and asking me for an autograph. And sure enough, flash forward 2 years, and I was signing autographs. I was signing books. Because I knew that I was getting it in the hands of people that was changing their life, right? So that's the goal. Like with this, you know, the Anxiety Free Executive, this program, the entire focus is on me and our team and our wonderful team impacting lives. And look at the wonderful stories out there, all of you and many more. It's just we're blessed to be doing it. Well, that's what I visualized over and over and over again. And so I'm living my dream. And now it's time for you to live your dream in every area of your life. And this visualization part of the morning formula is really, really important. And then when you wake up from that visualization, as you go through your days, it's the persona, right, that we're going to dig a lot more into. It's that persona that you are that person every single day. Not because you're turning a screw so tight, you just are. If I said to everybody for an hour, act like a goof, everybody would know how to act like a goof. If I said to everybody, act like a stuffy politician or a stuffy professor for an hour, everybody would know how to play that role. Well, play the role of this person you're visualizing every single day. Add music. See the sights, smell the smells, hear the sounds, the colors, the everything. And let it come to you. Your co-pilot will enhance that vision for you. But you don't do it once a week. You don't do it twice a week. You do it every single day. And you stay committed to it day after day after day after day after day. And don't stop. And now we want to take some action steps. So what I want you to do now is you've got your goals. You've got your outcomes for the next 12 months. And you're working towards those. And by now you should be pretty entrenched with your accountability groups. And so what I want you to do is start mapping out some action steps. So make a list, you know, 3, 5, 7, 8 action steps that you're going to take over the next 30 to 90 days that are in line, that are taking you towards your vision. So let's say you want the Bentley convertible, right? And okay, what have you done about it? Have you gone and test driven a Bentley? Or maybe you want the vacation place. You want the beautiful beach house, right? Have you made the trip? Have you booked a flight? Have you gone and house hunting, right? Have you connected with a realtor? Connected with people? Have you researched areas, right? You've got to take action, right? So you want more money, and you want to increase your wealth. Have you taken an investing class? Have you learned how to build wealth? Have you purchased any books? Are you looking for new opportunities? Whatever it is, guys, it's time to take some action. And share these with your accountability group. Share them with us. Send in your action steps for your goals that you're going to take over the next 3 months. And let's put yourself out there. And guys, you know what? There's no room for the timid here. Make it happen. This is your dream. You think any of those folks that I mentioned, right? Freddie Mercury, right? Did you think he was timid and getting his music on the radio? They wouldn't play Bohemian Rhapsody. He found one DJ that he became good friends with, and that DJ played the shit out of Bohemian Rhapsody over and over and over again because no one else would play a 6-minute song. And that's what Freddie Mercury did, right? So you can't be timid. I remember when I was getting this program off the ground, I don't give a shit who it was. I approached them, and I went after everybody, and you know what? And it worked. So be aggressive. Take aggressive action. Take action steps. And it's not about sitting on your couch visualizing and expecting things to be dropped off at your door. Sometimes they will come to you, but you've got to take action. So map out some action steps, send them in, share them with your accountability group, and then take those action steps, right? Hold each other accountable, right? And then let's let go of the how. Don't box yourself into a little box. Let go of the how things are going to come. Just know that it's the 3, 4, 5 ways you think and another 2,000, okay? So there's no limit, but there's no limits to how many ways something can happen. So just let go and trust that the big guy, the universe, the energy field, source energy, whatever you want to call it, the field. I love the field. I love that because you're just plucking stuff out of the field. Know that it's going to come to you. Just trust and let go. And when you are in acceptance and you let go, it will come. All right, guys, so that's it. Reach out with any questions. Post them in our Facebook group and get some dialogue going in there as much as possible. But that's it. Get on it and give us your feedback. And I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.